It's your time of year. You must love this, and a lot of great flashbacks as well. Your ex-team, one of them, the Philly Flyers, go tonight. What has been your early thought on that series? I feel like not enough people are realizing it's only a 2-1 series, and they're acting like the Rangers have won this already. Far from it.
Yeah, I think Regis kind of been placed on the back burner. One, there's been some great series going on to this point, and there's more flow to this series. You know, the Flyers-Rangers have only played 3 games. They don't play game 4 until tomorrow night. So, you know, takes a little bit of the rhythm, a little bit of the excitement out of it, even for the players, because they just want to play. You want to get going every other night. But I think part of it is people are looking at the dominance that the Rangers have had, especially at home over the Flyers, you know, the last few years. But each one of these games has been, you know, a story in itself. You know, nothing's come close to going to overtime. It's been, you know, more than 2-goal margins in each of them. And the Rangers hold the lead in the series. So it's, you know, Flyers have, you know, got to find ways to score goals, find more opportunities. If Emery's the guy in net, then he's going to have to play the way he did in game 2 if they're going to have a chance.
Keith Primore, our guest, you ask the average fan, what do you love most about the NHL playoffs? And probably to a man, they'd say overtime. It's, you know, there's no 5-on-5, or 5 minutes, and a 4-on-4. You scored at least one major overtime winner in your career. Tell us about kind of the psyche when you get to that extra frame. I would imagine, I mean, some guys just tighten right up, and then you see a guy like Patrick Kane that he almost can't help but score a beautiful overtime winner.
You can't teach scoring. You can teach guys how to put pucks on net and you know, want to be a goal scorer, but you know what he's got is a God-given ability, and to those type of players who've had tremendous success just find ways to elevate at this time of year, and they embrace the opportunity of being the guy who scores the goal. And there's some guys who just don't want to be on the ice when the goal is scored against. So it's just the psyche sometimes of players like Patrick Kane, and he kind of relishes the moment, and it's fun to watch in the playoffs and certainly in overtime.
Keith Primo is our guest. We'll talk more about the event he's at this weekend. When veteran players and teams are down in a series and it could be an elimination game, you experience this. Do we overrate this in the media where players wonder if it's the last run for this group of veterans? Your team famously in 96, that Red Wings team was thought to be about to be blown up, and then Yzerman scores that goal. You get to the next round, and though it was your last year there of your choice, it wasn't exactly exploded. But a lot of people wonder about whether veteran players think that, or are you just too caught up in the moment to wonder about it at the time?
Yeah, I think it's probably you're caught up in the moment. I don't know if, you know, you're thinking about what's going to happen if you don't win, other than, especially if you're a team like that group was, you weren't supposed to lose. But what happened there was it took, you know, just drained us of energy in the next series against Colorado, who really kind of stepped up their game down the stretch, and we're a deserving team. But, I think players, you know, look forward to the opportunity. We all play for the opportunity to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs, don't concern ourselves with the end result necessarily, because we all play for the same thing, and at the end of the day, only one team has the opportunity to win.
Keith Primore, our guest. Teemu Selanne, Keith, he's 43 years old. He had 9 goals this season. It's the swan song for sure. But he gets healthy scratch last night. Your thoughts on it? Is it just a classic case for Bruce Boudreau of we need to put the best lineup we can, or is there a danger in this too?
Ultimately, it's about putting the best lineup on the ice. It gives the coach feels gives the best opportunity to win. His responsibility is put players in situations to succeed. And at this point, at this juncture, he doesn't feel that. Teemu is a part of that equation, and if I know Teemu the way I do from playing against him for so many years, and how everybody respects him as an individual and as a player, he's going to accept it because he's going to want what's best for the group. And I don't think anybody should make anything more of it than the fact that he's 43 years old. The game is a high level game, and the tempo goes up in the playoffs, and they need to find a way to win a hockey game.
Yeah, I think we're going to see him again. That's for sure. If not the next game, certainly the game after that. Stopconcussions.com is the website. Again, you've been such a leader in this in the last several years, and especially since your retirement. You're playing on Saturday. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, the Skate for Kids is was started over 20 years ago to raise funds for kids charitable events, and they've reached out to us and asked us to partner with them as well, and to be one of the beneficiaries of the event, and so we appreciate their support, and it really is a great day, and a lot of former players will be out there enjoying the time, and we look forward to having a great day.